Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Former Governor Jim Blanchard joining us live now on WWJ to reflect on Mr. Patterson's years of leadership in Southeast Michigan. I know you guys have known each other for a long time.
Well, yeah, 45 years, and I knew of him for maybe 50 years. And I was elected to Congress 45 years ago. Brooks was already the very popular and sometimes controversial county prosecutor. And what a character. I mean, he was so much fun to be with. You know, he made government fun. He loved that job of being Oakland County executive. He surrounded himself with very talented people, including his goodwill ambassador, Mike Zender, who everybody loves. It was an interesting career. He started out as somebody leading protest movements against busing, against pornography, a lot of different things. Very, very funny in his speeches. And then he kind of he morphed into being really a mainstream Republican, worried about economic development and worrying about Oakland County, and really ready to work with anyone, usually. Did a obviously very, very active job of promoting the county, promoting jobs, economic development. And I've known him all these years and seen him, become basically a moderate mainstream Republican in today's world where you've got a lot of nutty, kooky things going on. He was not. And it's a guy, he was just fun to be with, and he could write good lines. This is a guy that could write his own humor. And was always everybody's favorite master of ceremonies at different events. It may have started when he was editor of the University of Detroit newspaper called The Varsity. All I know is he really was married to Oakland County, loved the job, loved the service. And he would laugh when I say this, but he was an Oakland County icon and really one of the great characters in Michigan politics the last 48, 50 years.
As a reporter, I can tell you he was always good for a quote.
Oh, yes. And you didn't want to be on the receiving end, by the way, of his jokes. But he had a whole encyclopedia of jokes. And, he had his ups and downs. There were a lot of tragedies in his life, failed marriages. His son was killed in a terrible snowmobile accident. He had this terrible auto accident. And then was, disabled after that. And the driver, so he's had a lot of tragedy. And I think he looked to his friends and the job at Oakland County as really his salvation. And so all of us benefited from his dedication, really, because that's what he had. What he had was his public service. What he had was Oakland County and his circle of friends, because so many other things had not gone right. So he's obviously he's going to be missed. And anyone that knows anything about Michigan politics would always want to talk to him to get his take. The last time I was with him, we were doing a talk show on the election last fall. And by the way, I think at that point we saw eye to eye on what we thought would happen with the results. So whenever Patterson and Blanchard agreed on stuff, I think you could generally figure out it was probably accurate.
Very good. Former Governor Jim Blanchard, thank you for your thoughts and memories on the passing of L. Brooks Patterson, Oakland County Executive, longtime executive, dead this morning at the age of 80, died from complications due to the pancreatic cancer that we all knew he had when he announced it said that he would battle it as best he could. He did for a while, but it was a tough battle.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof?
Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.